Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Impromptu Quietude Theme, the theme of Autistic Artist Meditation. And today we're having an amazing show. We're going to be interviewing a published author, Carissa. Hello, Carissa.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. So maybe you could tell our listeners and audience out there, you know, a little bit about you, you know, what it was like as a child or growing up and your interests
Sure.
and things you like to do.
Sure, sure. My name is Carissa Koff. I'm the author of Coffee, Wine, and the Magic of Words, and also Time for Me. And tell you about myself. I love writing. I love gardening, cooking, and I love being very crafty. So why don't you ask me some questions, and I'll tell you whatever you need to know about myself.
Yeah. So what were some of your interests, like in arts and stuff, as, you know, at a younger age?
In arts, while I was younger, I loved drawing. Drawing was my biggest thing. So anything to draw, I was able to do. I love pottery and molding clay and painting. Those were my best things in being creative while I was growing up. So English wasn't very good. So when I became a writer, I was a little shocked that I was able to do this, because writing, I didn't, you know, really do too well. But within time and joining some writing groups and, you know, just putting myself out there, I found that I really enjoy writing and being creative, and to be able to make a story up or write a poem about a feeling or experience or something I've seen, putting it all together and having somebody else enjoy my work made me really want to write a lot more and be creative. So if somebody else could read my work.
Definitely. So, like, you know how we have to write in school versus writing in college. You know, what was the difference for you when you learned to write in school and put your thoughts and emotions on paper then versus college experience?
College. Right. During the younger school years, it was difficult to put any kind of expression down on paper, because you tend to hold all that in. Plus, like I said, English was not my main suit. So as I went on to college and took a literacy class, I was able to express how I felt. And you get to dissect all different kind of poems and stories, and you learn why the author or the poet used certain words. So when writing, you dissected that, and that made me very interested in writing to be able to express a feeling. So I was able to create a poem in one of my lit classes called The Great Wander, and it was about a hero. And when I had to do that, I was a little nervous, because I'm like, okay, well, the writing part, I'm not really sure about. I'd rather go into art or do something that I really, really like. And when I took this course, and the professor asked everybody to write poems, and she picked a few students out and said, your poem is going to be published in the college magazine. And I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? I'm going to be published, me? And I ended up writing this poem about a hero, and I thought she meant maybe an action hero. I wasn't really sure. And she said, any hero that you can think of. And when I thought about a hero, I thought about my dad. And, you know, he went through so many things, and he had a very hard life in the beginning, and then some medical issues. So I had to put that into a poem, because he is my hero. He made it through all these things. And I created the poem called The Great Wander. And that started my literacy writing career with poetry and writing novels, a novella. So I'm very excited about it. So that's the difference between, difference between, you know, not really sure how to do any of it in, you know, the younger school years until high school, all the way through to college, until I took this course. And it's a concept that I really love. I love it.
Yes, I think, yeah, definitely. Sometimes a different avenue, like a different place or teacher could teach you a little bit differently, all of a sudden, and wow, and everything that you're able to put on paper now and your feelings, and becomes amazing stories, amazing poetry. Then
yes.
It was a struggle
yes.
in school to put our thoughts or to communicate. Yeah.
Yes. And
yeah.
it's amazing because when you see something, you know, you see a picture, you see, you know, a movement, you see an action happening, and you just turn that right into a poem or a story. And, you know, people say, oh, no, I don't know how you do it. You do a great job in writing your poetry or your story, your novella. I can't do that. I'm like, yeah, yes, you can. You just got to think of the words that you want to put together. It's not really hard.
So, and you went to college, right, for
I did.
An educational?
Yes, I went to college for to become a teacher, and I am a preschool teacher, and love it. Been doing it for 30 plus years, and I teach 4 and 5 year olds, and it's the greatest joy in my life. One of the greatest joys in my life is to be able
so
to
are you a,
teach.
Yes. And now for how you learned your writing emotions that helped you to teach your children to put words on paper in a young age?
Well,
because what do they do?
Since,
do they write?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, I know they're young, but, you know, there is
right.
it's a start, you know what I mean?
I have my students,
stuff.
Yes, I have my students draw a picture of whatever they would like to draw a picture of. And if they're able to, sometimes, you know, we get different kind of lines and circles put together, and that's perfectly fine. But when they give me words of what their story is about, I write word for word as they're saying it. And when they're done, I read back to them their story, and the faces just light up because they created their own little story. So for me to incorporate what I do as a poet and a writer and an author, we create our own stories in classroom. And it all comes from the children. Whatever words they're saying, it goes down on paper. So it's a start maybe,
yeah,
you know, for their writing career.
That is beautiful. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes, you know, that's why sometimes the kids need a different way of, you know, to be teach.
Yes. Yes, they
then,
need to be able to
then,
express themselves.
Definitely. You know, and another one it needs to is they could write shapes inside shapes, and you know.
Oh, sure. You could
as
do a
an
story
artist,
inside of a shape.
Or give them some watercolor paints and let them color in each line and become a stained glass effect.
Yes, it does. And then when they're doing their painting at the easel, we play music in the classroom. So they're able to hear the music, and then the brush strokes become longer and then shorter when the music slows down. The colors get very dark when the music beats up. And when you are playing relaxing music in the classroom, it's funny because the lighter colors, they want to tend to go to the lighter colors and shorter strokes. And their imagination just becomes wild when they're painting. And then they're able to tell me what they painted, and I write the little story on top of their page, and it becomes their masterpiece.
Yeah, definitely. So you would like to read your poem, Hero, that got published in the magazine?
Sure.
College magazine?
I would love to. I would love to. It's called The Great Wander. A strong man is full of love. He loves. He's not shy to cry when it's needed. A strong man is a giver of plenty. He gives what he has, even when he needs. A strong man is a hard worker. He works outdoors in all weather. Fingers frozen to his cheeks, the color of fire on his back. A strong man is a person who suffers. He suffers from clogged pipes, surgery after surgery. Still he gets up to support the ones he loves. A strong man is a person who copes. He copes with sharp pains every minute of the day. And that's my poem for the Great Wander, for my dad.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. I was able to read it to him before his passing, which made it very, very sentimental.
Oh, definitely. And that's wonderful you got to hear it before his time.
Yes, yes. So that's one of the poems.
Sounds good. And which book is that in?
This is in Coffee, Wine, and the Magic of Words.
So what was life for you like, you know, socially? Did you struggle socially growing up, like having friends or understanding, you know, communication with them?
I was more of an isolated child, as in making friends until middle school. And then as middle school, you know, everybody has their clique of friends. And it was fun. I did have a great time all the way up through high school. It was just, you know, the educational part where it became writing and social studies just wasn't my thing, English and social studies. So I excelled more in the subjects that I really liked, of course, which I'm sure everybody kind of does that. But I did have friends. I do have friends. So I'm good in that area.
Do you like theater, like acting?
I do like going to theater. Acting, not really. I haven't really tried to do a play, to act, you know, in a play. I do love talking and holding conversation.
Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe that's something that, you know, or do with the children. Like you could be the person that, you know, you could do a little skit, your own, write your own skit with their stories, and they could wear different costumes.
Yes, that definitely can be another avenue I can go to. We do act out in my classroom, of course, small little, acting out.
Yeah, so maybe like put a play together and have different scenes, and everybody, whatever they can remember what to say, that's what they will say.
That's a very good idea. I like that idea. I will have to put that into my curriculum.
Yeah, so they could do their one. They could do a show painting. Next, you know, they could do different scenes. You know, they could learn how to social. They could help them with social. How to
Socialization.
You know,
helps them. Yes, it helps them come out of their skin and not be so shy.
Yeah, maybe they could tell a little story about themselves in their own way, either through a word or through maybe drawing.
Oh, sure, sure. The children definitely do that when we have communication in our circle time. They do stand up. They do tell about themselves, you know, and then, of course, it goes into where they have to do a little bit of acting to, instead of using voices, we kind of do sign language and movement with the body. So we're able to express through actions. And that helps because then the other kids get to, you know, tell what the child is doing. So, yes.
That's good, and they can learn sign language. It'll be another language when they grow up.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure, sure. You know, they do learn a little bit of sign language to say thank you when you put your hand to your chin and you express it outwards. You know, we do learn to say I love you through sign language, and we learn to do colors in sign language. So we do a little bit of sign language. It's a little hard with the children when their hands are not formed the perfect way in their writing skills, to be able to move their hands in different ways with their fingers for sign language. But that comes within time. By the end of the year, they usually are pretty good with making sign language.
Yeah. Everything takes time, a step at a time.
Yes. It's a learning process.
So you would like to read another poem?
I would love to. This one is called Unfolded Words. and it's pages crinkle as they turn, emotions spark with every word, tears spill and hearts break, laughter pervades. Love elevates higher than you can ever imagine. Anxiety builds within every page, fingers linger under every word, sometimes demanding pause, clutching the book tight to your chest. What kind of trip can we take between these book covers? Mysteries and secrets waiting for the night, for the right moment to unfold, making us hold our breath for the very next line. Characters come alive. Could they be evil? Who makes you angry and hateful? Maybe a romantic hero, electing passion and lust. Therefore, we read, unfolding the wonders of words, going places to meet new faces, feelings, exploring, living, hiding. Open a book, weaving through each chapter. Enjoy the creation of each amazing author out there in this world. And that is Unfolded Words.
Beautiful. I like it. It's nice.
Thank you. Yes, that's one of my favorites.
You're welcome. Yes.
I have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read another one.
Sure. I have another one. This one's called Chocolate Delight. So all the chocolate lovers out there, you will love this one. Chocolate Delight. Each chocolate-filled treat sits so perfectly in a huggable spot, surrounded in fancy gold trim. My eyes close and let the sweet aroma seductively romance my sense of smell. I've fallen under a spell with these chocolate delights. My fingers dance eagerly at the side of the box, anticipating which one I taste tonight. Opening my mouth, my taste buds are on fire when I place that dark chocolate confection upon my tongue. It's a truffle cloud I'm floating on. The flavor lingers on my tongue, inviting me to try another. Each piece so intoxicating, I couldn't stop, finding fulfillment in every bite. Looking down into the empty box, my heart sorrows when I reach for a napkin. Then suddenly I remember the tiny pools of melted chocolate in the corners of my mouth. And that's Chocolate Delight.
Sounds good.
Yes, that one is about a chocolate heart box that you get on Valentine's Day. And when you eat the last one, you want so much more, there's just no more until you remember.
Yes. You got to eat it slow.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I have another if you'd like.
Yes, sounds good.
This one's called Permanent Picture. And this poem is for my friends that have tattoos. Anybody thinking about getting a tattoo. So it's called Permanent Picture. A controlled hand, lines so fine, colors so deep, expression through ink. Each piece tells something of love, achievement, happiness, and loss. People see art as an image in a photo, the formed sculpture, a canvas covered in paint. It doesn't matter how it's created. It's for your own individual pleasure. Tell me, why the pain, I'm asked. It's my story. Skin instead of paper. My body is my book. It's a memory masterpiece. And that is Permanent Picture.
Yeah, pal.
That one, yeah. That one's good.
There are different forms of styles of art.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So, what, you got a few more?
I do. Sure. This one's called Tap Out That Jazz. And this poem I created when I went out east in Riverhead to a museum that had beautiful, beautiful artwork, all different sculptures, pieces made out of glass, paintings, just gorgeous place. And there was a painting of a salon, and they had jazz players in there and people dancing in the picture. And you could see a stage of all the musicians up on the stage. The bar was in the background. There's a bartender wiping out a glass with a rag. And I looked at that piece and I said, this painting, just magnificent. So I went home, thought about the painting, and then I created this poem. And it's called Tap Out That Jazz. Sitting in the back of the jazz club with pen and napkin, writing out a poem of the streets, drugs, war, diversity, I stopped scrolling ink when I noticed my foot tapping to a beat, feeling the vibration coming from the floor. I can't write about killing, being wasted, separating minorities. I won't create something with sadness and dread. I got it. My pen won't stop spilling ink now. And this is what I write about. This place. The bartender mixing cocktails over his shoulder, pouring them into fancy glasses. People whirling with rhythm. I look towards a man on the stage, cheeks filled with air, telling his story with the saxophone. Sweat running down his face, playing to forget the tough times. Another man, smoke from his cigarette, snarling through the air, fingers pounding out tunes on the baby grand, his head nodding to every note. A woman scat into the mic, her fingers snap to the beat. I'm hoping for a new day, let the sun beat down, save the world, day turns to night. The moon shines way up high, feeling the music, hearing the beat. It's the pulse of the battlefield. No, it's the beat of the jazz player, forgetting the horrors that plague the outside world. And that's Tap Out That Jazz.
Yeah.
Another favorite of mine.
You like jazz? That's nice.
I do. I actually do like jazz, the soft jazz. Didn't know I liked any kind of instrumental music instrument because I like country music. And when I started listening to a flute and started listening to cello, and I'm like, wow, the sounds that can come from all these instruments are really beautiful. So the saxophone for me is really nice. It's calming when it's played softly. It gives a really good beat when you really want to get up and move. So, yes, I do like jazz.
Did you ever play an instrument in school?
I played a viola. I played a flute, but, of course, that was, I think, in fifth grade or sixth grade, the little white flutes that everybody gets. I always did want to play the flute that Jethro Tull played. But I never got to do that. So maybe that's on a bucket list item to learn how to play that. But that's about it. That's my musical career. Unless you want to talk about playing instruments for children and they don't know what the beat is or anything. So it's okay if you make a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, just play the little musical instruments to teach them a tambourine and a drum and maracas, things like that.
Do you do any music with the young children, your students?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. We definitely do music a few times a week. We dance to it. We play instruments. We do patterning with it. We do high and low. Can you do soft and loud? So it's good. We go on parades with the musical instruments. So it's fun. The kids love it. They definitely love it. They get to learn, you know, the opposite between soft and loud. So there's another teaching aspect in it, let alone, you know, teaching them about the musical instruments. So,
definitely. Yeah. they mm-hmm. don't have vowel and different tones and
sure. And then they get
goes through the
mm-hmm.
No, it goes through the nose. The different nose plays the different sounds.
Sure, sure. And then we get to talk about where the musical instrument comes from. So that's another learning aspect to get a little history in.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
you know, step at a time.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's,
so how about a little bit of magic? I have a poem about magic.
All right, sounds good.
This one's called The Quickness of the Hands. Hocus pocus, zippity doo dah, abracadabra, a twist of his fingers, a count to three, or a toss of magical dust. Speed of the eye, quick of the hands. Now you see it, now you don't. Wonders, desires, surprises. Comes within a black top hat. A cape with stars. So cool with a flare. Play of the mind, a trick or two. Can even amaze and baffle you. Juggling clubs, ropes, handkerchiefs. Here in one instant, and then in the next. Poof, gone, a tap of my wand. Mystifying powers or simple illusions. Deep pockets, rambling fingers. Empty-handed, a frowning face. Reflection on his visitor. She starts to walk away, a tap on her shoulders. She turns. From his sleeve, he draws forth a single red rose. The quickness of the hands. That's a fun poem.
Oh, yes. Magic, they do be quick with their hands. All of a sudden,
yes.
The hands there. And then all of a sudden, they have something in their hands. Like.
Yes. Magic is a wonderful thing. I do a little bit of magic with my students. And they're just in awe to be able to see their faces. Like, you know, they call me Miss Gersa. Miss Gersa, how did you do that? Is that in your pocket? Where did that come from? Miss Chris, you must have a hidden, you know, pocket in your shirt. I'm like, no, it's magic. So so it's fun.
And how they laughed with that.
So it is fun. It's very sweet.
So the title of your poems, how you decide on the title that you where you want to name it your book?
The title of my poems or the title of the book?
Of the book.
Of the book, Coffee Wine and the Magic of Words. Because in my poem, in my poetry book, I have poems that have to do with coffee and wine. And of course, I just, you know, read to you about the magic poem. So that's where the magic of words comes in. Because when you form words together and you make it into a poem or a story, a quote, saying anything, it's you're forming the words to make something magical. So when you think of one word, how can you take that word and make it into something that you're writing? So the magic of words, that's what it's all about, putting all words together to make something magical. So, and
yes.
Plus I love coffee and I do love wine. And coffee, wine, and the magic of words is my title of my poetry book.
So maybe you could share how is the learning with the children, you know, and distant learning for you on the computer?
Yes. I am teaching from home because of what is going on with the COVID right now. It's definitely different. The children are getting used to seeing each other on a small little screen on a computer, but they are able to follow along and still know that it is school time and still know that myself, Miss Kirsten, the teacher, is still the teacher. And my assistant, we are the teachers, and they have fun. They still do their projects. They still do listen to stories when we read them. And it'll be a lot easier when we're in the classroom because then we have full time to see each other and be with each other and get that lots of socialization going on. you know, they still need that little bit of physical contact where they do a great thing, they get a special little hug. You know, they get to give high fives and fist bumps and you did a great job. And it's a little hard to do that on Zoom with the kids. You know, we do what we call a high five through, you know, the screen where I put my hand up and we go 1, 2, 3, bam. And we put our fist, our open hand up to the camera where it's a big high five. So they enjoy doing that. We do something that I love. We put our fingers together and make the shape of a heart at the end of each Zoom to show that we care and we love each other. But the distance between learning, it's a bit tough, but we are making do and the kids are learning, you know, a little slow pace because, like I said, we're not in school. In the building, but I'm hoping soon that we can get back into school and have that time to share in a classroom.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It makes you think. It makes you be more creative in, you know, forming the curriculum and, you know, making the Zoom more exciting than just reading a story and, you know, what letter we have today or, you know, what project are we doing today? So, you know, I get to be, you know, more crazy on the Zoom and, you know, wear all these different kind of hats to be, you know, let's be funny today. Let's be a little serious because we have to talk about safety. Let's, you know, be a character in the story. So it all comes out and it comes as nature to me. I've been teaching for, like I said, 30 plus years. So it's fun and the kids enjoy it. And then they get to, you know, act crazy while we do music and, you know, different acting. And when we do our projects, they're in it, they're doing it. And it's working for us.
That's good. So you want to read some poems from the wine collection?
Oh, sure. Let me just get one of those. Go give me one moment when I'm writing about all the different types of poems about wine and coffee. It brings out different kind of feelings in them. So let's see. How about tequila and breakfast? Even though tequila is not a wine, but that's a pretty poem. Let's see, my wine poem.
That sounds good. You can read that.
Between two. You want me to read that one? I'll read the wine one first, as you asked, and then I can read the tequila one. So page 43 of my book is, hold on 1 second, 43. Okay, here we go. Between two. Actually, this one's not about the wine. This is more about romance and love. But I can read that if you'd like.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll look for the wine one. Well, here it is, Enchanted Dunes. Okay, here is Between Two. Intimacy, holding each other, spooning, legs intertwined. Intimacy, hand in hand, arms wrapped around each other. Intimacy, rubbing backs and caressing cheeks. Intimacy, looking into each other's eyes. Intimacy, hearing each other's breath. Intimacy, inhaling each other's scent. Intimacy, talking and listening the whole night through. Intimacy, smiling, laughing, giggling. Intimacy, between two. And that is Between Two.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, here is Enchanted Dance. This is about wine. To enjoy Pinot Noir over intimate conversation. She presses her lips to the glass. He watches intensely, hearing a sensuous melody being played on the piano. They stood and walked to the dance floor, spinning her right into his arm. He feels her inhale. Shh, baby. Move with me, he whispers. Their underlying passion comes out in every step. fingers roaming, legs touching, body rumbling. Together they dance past midnight. The lights dim and the music stops. He leans in, placing a kiss upon her lips. He bows and says, "Thank you for this dance." With a wink and a curtsy, she replies, "My pleasure." And that is Enchanted Dance.
Yeah, sounds nice.
Thank you, thank you.
So maybe you could share everybody where, if people are interested to buy your books, where
you can. Sure. My books are definitely available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but they are worldwide. Any online retail that you buy your books at, you can get Coffee, Wine, and the Magic of Words, and also Time for Me.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right, so the Time for Me, let's read a poem from that book.
Time for Me is a novella, a romance suspense book. It's not a poetry book. So that is a novella.
Oh, it's a different style of writing? Maybe.
Yes, Coffee, Wine, and the Magic of Words is a collection of my poems. And Time for Me is a romance suspense book.
So was that more a story or a poetry?
Yes. Yes, that is a story, a novella. It's about Madison, my main character. She is overworked and is looking for a weekend getaway. And she takes up her friend's opportunity to go out east, which I love going out east to the wineries in Riverhead. And I decided to write a story about going there and falling in love with somebody. And she goes to just get away and have a break from her work. And she ends up meeting Bryce. And they fall in love and they have, you know, an affair and not really an affair, a relationship, and become a couple. But then the suspense part comes in, and I can't really tell you what goes on there because then you'll know the whole story. So it is something to read. And can Madison deal with the suspenseful part that comes into their lives? And that is Time for Me. It's a very, very easy read, but yet a wonderful romance story with a little bit of a twist.
Right. So that's good. So the book is about the one story, right?
Yeah, it is one story. There's no sequel as of now. I'm not sure if I'll write a sequel to this. I've been asked to, but I am. I just finished another story that is in the middle of being edited called Keepsake Key, but that is not out yet. It will be out, I'm hoping, by summertime. So, you know, have a watch out for that one. And that is about an inn from the 1920s and what the inn was in the 1920s and how it is in the present time. That's a very, very, very good book. That will be a novel. Novel, not a novella. Time for Me is a novella. And Keepsake Key will be a novel. And that was an interesting book to write about. I really enjoyed that book.
That's good.
Yes. Yeah. So those are my two books I have out right now. Hopefully, like I said, another one come the summer of 2021.
Yeah, so maybe, yeah. How you have to think about a theme you want to write about.
Yes, you do have to think about something that is going to trigger your creative writing thoughts, because if you're going to write about something that you're not interested in, then it becomes very hard to write about that. So, yes, an interesting thought, or you see something that you like, thinking in your head, just like if you go into somebody's home and you're like, oh, how would I decorate this place? You know, you go into, you know, go to a party or, you know, you go to a restaurant and you see their decor. Like last night I went out for dinner and they had a wall-to-wall bar area, and the bar was set up with all different kind of wines and liquors and glasses, and it was beautiful. The lights were all over it. And I'm thinking, ooh, a story, you know, because I am a writer. I do have to think of it as, how can I put that into a story? How can I design, if it was my restaurant, how would I design that in a story? So your mind really gets to be creative when you put it to use, when you think about it. So anybody can
write.
Anybody could write, draw, be creative. Just open up your mind and go for it.
Yeah. I'm a passion and an interest, and to be creative.
Sure. I do have an email address if anybody would like to write me any kind of questions, any thoughts, or to keep in touch. I would love to hear from you guys.
All right. No, let me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your email?
Okay. It is 1cktfm@gmail.com. So I'll repeat it for you guys. 1c as in cat, k as in kite, t as in Tom, F as in fan, M as in Mary, @gmail.com.
Yes. That sounds good.
Sure. I have another poem if you like.
Yes.
Okay. This one kind of touches my heart. My brother and my father were in the service. So I decided to write a poem about being in the service and kind of what goes on. Not that I was never in the service, but to all the people out there, thank you so, so much for everything that you have done for us. And this is called Will You Wait For Me? He places his tags on the nightstand, lays his head next to hers, looks deep into warm hazel eyes and asks, if I promise you my love, will you wait for me? She shows off her new engagement ring the night before he left. Wedding plans are being made and table seating arranged while his plane flies somewhere unknown. He watches his platoon sleeping. He knows the sacrifice they all might have to make, knowing that the highest honor of any one of them will earn is to serve their country, the red, white, and blue. She writes another letter of her love and longing, places it on top of the others, next to a photo of her American soldier, waiting for an address to send them to. He's told 5 minutes until they reach the compound. Closing his eyes, he thinks of the memories they made less than 24 hours ago. He pulls out a picture of his sweetheart, turns it, and reads, "My heart is with you wherever you go." She crosses another day off the calendar, hoping to hear from him any day. It's been 8 months. She tries to stay strong. He can hear mortars in the distance. Then the alarm from the towers, bombing everywhere, the sounds of screaming cries. One of his men is wounded. The enemy is invading. She hears of the attack and is unable to breathe, wrapped in a quilt that they had shared. Her tears flow while she prays for his safe return, hoping not to have a forever broken heart. A month later, a black car pulls up. looking up from her writing. She sits frozen. The door opens. He gets out and stands with a cane. She runs to him. He limps to her. Together, she is his everything. He is her hero. And that's called Will You Wait For Me?
Yes, that's nice. Can you read one more poem? You read another poem?
Sure, I'd love to. Let's see. How about I read There's No Stopping Me Now? So for all my friends out there that love to dance, this poem is for you. There's no stopping me now. Merit ball hanging high, laser lights flashing. Watch out, I'm letting loose on the dance floor, twisting and clapping, stomping and jumping, hearts pounding, arms whirling, booty shaking, music vibrating, captivating. Oh, baby, I'm buzzing, so contagious. Excuse me, Mr. DJ, please make it louder. Give me all you got. Go feeling. There's no stopping me now. And that is There's No Stopping Me Now. Hello? Hello, anybody there? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. I hope you guys can hear me. I think we lost connection.
Hi, how are you? That was good.
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, listen, I have, we have a young man on the radio.
Yes.
And he read your book and he wants to ask you some questions.
Sure.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
Hi. Hi. Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Yes,
hi, Natalie.
So,
hi.
Hi,
so,
you have a question?
Yes. I read your first, one of your books, Time For Me, and I really, truly enjoyed it. It was very descriptive, and I just really got into it, and I appreciate your writing. I was wondering how you went from writing novels to poetry. That seems like a totally different style of writing.
Yes, yes, it is. And thank you very much, Natalie. Thank you for purchasing my book, Time For Me, and I'm glad that you enjoyed it. The difference between the reason why I chose to write a poetry book was when I was in college, I wrote a poem called The Great Wanter, and it was published in the college magazine called The Cassandra. I wrote that when I took a literacy class. And I was called upon to get my poem published. The professor called me and up and said, you're one of the poems that we want to publish in our book. So she helped me through making it. Yes, yes. It was very exciting for me because I didn't think that I would be able to create a poem and or even put words together to make something. And when she said she loved the poem and she wants to work with me on the poem to tighten it up a little bit, I said, okay. And I met her and we worked together and I was able to get it published in Cassandra, which is, like I said, the college magazine. And that started me to think that, you know what, maybe I can write a couple more poems and, you know, maybe get into writing a story. And boom, years later, here
wow.
I am, two books. So,
so you started with the poetry first?
I'm sorry?
Just one quick question. You started with poetry first and then went to write
yes.
A Time For Me.
Yes,
wow.
I started poetry first. My first poem, like I said, The Great Wanter. And then I said, if I could write a poem, maybe I could write a story, a novel or a novella or something, short story. And it just started blossoming and Time For Me was born. And then I got back into the poetry and had a collection of poems throughout the few years and finally put it together into a book.
Very cool. Well, congratulations. I enjoy your writing, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Yeah, so that was very nice.
That was very, very nice.
Yes.
It's always good to hear from fans.
Yes. That was very interesting in your style.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, anything else you'd like the listeners to know more about your writing or about you?
Let's see. I think about my writing, I just love to be creative. I love to express how I feel in my writing. I like to take experiences I've went through or seen or just created to put it into a story or a poem. I would love my my friends out there, my fans out there, to just enjoy the reading and go into another place when you read. Go into the mindset of the story. If it, you know, in the winery, go make believe you're in the winery, or go to a winery. Take my book along and enjoy it. If it could take you away from the everyday, mundane, daily routine of everybody's life, and sit back and enjoy my writing, that makes me extremely happy. And that's me. That's Carissa. If I could make you happy through my writing, I've done my job.
Yes. It's good to express.
Yes. Life is hard enough, especially these times. And I think that people need to come away from their everyday life a little bit. Whether it be for the whole day or just, you know, an hour here, an hour there, or even if it's 15 minutes or 5 minutes to read a poem, if it could take you away from the sadness of what's going on in our world, it's a beautiful thing to be able to put a smile on people's faces.
Definitely, yes. We're in definitely in new times in the world, and
yes,
it can be overwhelming, overload, you know, just
it definitely
trying
can.
To get through every day. Yes.
When I write, I put myself in a different mindset, and it makes me forget what's going around my world, and I'm in a very happy place when I write.
Yes.
And that's
good
what,
feeling.
You know, everybody should feel.
Definitely. So,
yeah.
So you like, I could share a poem. You like to hear my poem?
I would love, yes, definitely.
Okay. I have two of them. It's called The Power of Words.
Mm.
The wisdom emerges to light. Memories arises, stillness of quiet, repeated plays, the corner of my room, the trauma of sorrows, the death penetrating, the inner core of sentry, separate child, innocent protect, the boundaries and stage, sends a reminder, notice, the inner child she saved, embracing her with love, she is worthy, successful, the news of alertness, the words of strong, the routines redirected, uncomfortableness, silence, walking out of the scenes after alter for her play, character roles, preventing herself, zoning, withdrawn, letting go, healing, the new changes of growth, standing grounded to the power of words, and remain strong. The power of words.
That is beautiful.
And mm-hmm. energies of life remain strong.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
That is.
And then,
can I just mention something on that? I love that
yes.
you used memories arise, because when you have these memories inside of you that you don't normally think of, whether bad or good, the words, the two words, memories arise. Those are just two beautiful words that you put together, because that could bring out so many feelings, which can lead to your full poem that you just read. So I love the way you use those two words.
And this one's called Be Still.
Mm-hmm.
Be observant, be still. He's admiring me within his inner self, noticing me in the distance. In his mind replays the visuals of my storyline. Impromptu scenes, my giggles of laughter, extremely refreshing to him. There emerges the smile of purest joy that touches the heart, precious. He's hugging me in his arms repeatedly, extremely powerful, riding on waves, overwhelming, overpowering the feelings of his emotions, connecting with a deep kiss in the corner of my mind. The quietude within my soul, my inner self, connects with his inner self. Unspoken words breathe, the observer of the narrator.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. The three words that I picked up automatically as you're reading is powerful, connect, and unspoken words. But you don't need words sometimes to express the powerful and the connection. So absolutely beautiful.
Oh, no. Thank you. So I have that
you're
one.
Welcome.
And you see what else? And then let me see. I have different ones.
Sure. I'm glad that you're writing. That's awesome.
Thank you. I enjoy it. This is called Autistic Souls. I cry silently, deeply within my soul. I hide in the corner of my room. My memories don't forget. The details, information, autistic brain processing like a computer. My will remains strong. My life's journey shifts new direction. Gifts received from God, angels, with internal love, the wisdom beyond, the voice of silence within moments, embolds my stories, connecting to words floating. Be observant, be still, learns from others, mystery of powerful energy.
Wow.
Thank
Very
you.
Powerful poem. That's wonderful. I love the words that you used in there. So very beautiful. Yeah. All three poems are great.
Thank you.
I love that you could express your words onto paper.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
I enjoy writing. I'm going to stay with that. And my poems are also in a book.
Oh, great. What's the name of your book?
It's on Unexpected Friend. And it's my first
book.
Got a
little music going on there.
Oh, that's not me. Is that you?
Nope, that's not me. I don't know where that's coming from.
That's hard.
I don't know what's happening.
Not me either.
That's a little strange. All right, name that
I
tune,
guess.
Guys.
Yeah. I love it.
That's Sanford and Son, I believe. Is that Sanford and Son?
Where did that came from?
I don't know. Surprise, surprise. That's okay. We need a little music. There you go. Get up and dance a little bit. Be creative.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Definitely those things happen.
You know
so
what?
Like
I said, it's 2020. We have no idea what's going on this year.
Oh, these definitely things, happen. I have
You see, I can read. I have this one. This one is called Encourage Through the Winds. These unique forms of the winds intensify, moving quickly in circle motions, looping around the body rapidly, swirling like confusion, creating a looming sky of darkness inside, tapping my nervous system, tiring, mind overwhelmed by emotions, running wild just as fierce winds, scattered leaves and twigs, obscuring pathway into my hidden self, scrambling clarity as worries return like an ominous wind, carry upon my shoulders like a dead body weighing me down. Depressive winds echo my own cries during each leap as though they were tears. The negative thoughts grows from others. Their comments trips you up, smashing your peace of mind. But winds can always shift, just as choices do. Lighter winds lifting your veil of denial, stopping the stumbling, freeing yourself from a lifestyle defined by not understanding. Life's lessons are the gifts we create, a sacred entitlement based on the choice to accept them, see them, live them, as an open heart clears the debris from the road of our lives. Whether opinions of others or the doubts we bear inside, winds carry you on the power of winds, living life to the fullest with God on your mind, within your prayers, learning from his teachings. Walk through the landscape of emotions, a positive force guides and provides the strength to travel through the winds.
That's a beautiful poem.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's kind of deep.
Yeah, just, you know, sometimes we, it just comes and you can just pour it on paper. You know?
Exactly. That's what it's all about. That's what poetry is, and especially a story, but poetry definitely just, so it's about your feelings and experience. It's about, like I said, what you see could be just one word that just triggers a whole poem or a whole story. So, yeah. Writing is a beautiful thing. People really need to just try it. Even if you don't think that it's making sense, just keep writing. Keep writing.
Yes, right. Writing to express is motion. It's good to get out on paper.
Yeah. I have a fun poem if you'd like to hear.
Yes, I do.
This one's called Getting Up in the Years. So I'm sure a lot of us can kind of relate to this poem a little bit, but it's a good one. Getting up in the years. The print on the paper is getting smaller. My memory is getting better at forgetting. Gray weaves through my hair. Is there something wrong with my voice, you ask? Nothing at all. It's just a song of a wheeze. Don't worry. You'll have it one day, too. Funny thing, I can't remember what I'm writing about. I'm falling asleep at 9:30. Goodbye, late shows. My rocking chair feels like a roller coaster. Slow dancing kills my feet. Bowling breaks my back. The ball is so heavy. Fast food and I had to break up. Now what do I look forward to? Mahjong, bingo at 5. An afternoon tease. My friends show up in cardigans when it's 82 degrees outside. We share a shot of prune juice to regulate our day and speak of younger years of 25. I stand to stretch and find a new ache off to the doctors I set out. I can't seem to find that sore spot. Could it be my elbow, knees, or my heel spur? The doctor pokes, prods, listens, looks at my mole, takes my blood and my urine. Half an hour later, a nap is something I think about. No worries, the nurse said, entering the room. You are healthy as an ox. Is an ox so healthy? I ask myself. Maybe I have no worries. is it all part of getting old? Every morning I tell myself, it'll be all right, as long as I remember where I left my reading glasses. And that's called Getting Up in the Years. And that poem I wrote about because I joined there's a nursing group, a nursing home group, that you can become pen pals with some of the residents there. And I became pen pal with one of the residents. And we've been writing pen pal letters, like old-fashioned way, where you write it on a piece of paper, not send an email or a text or anything else. So it's really cool because I went out and bought stationery, because who these days has stationery in their home? Because everybody's so busy with the phone and the computers. So I was writing back and forth with this lady, a beautiful, beautiful lady, very warm and caring. And she, in her letter, she started to mention all about her, you know, the aches and the pains and what she's going through. And I wanted to create a poem regarding, you know, people that are of the older ages that are going through not knowing what is wrong with their body, or, you know, a little shot of prune juice instead of, you know, shot of tequila or, you know, the cardigan sweaters when you're freezing cold when it's 80-something degrees out. So it's a sweet little poem, and it's fun. And I enjoyed writing that poem very much. So poetry is a beautiful thing.
Oh, definitely. And if you notice stories that, you know, people at old age, they still continue doing the things they enjoy doing.
Oh, sure. Never stop living. There's no reason why you just can't do what you want to do.
Yes. That's the key.
Yeah. I think all my friends out there, you know, become a poet. Become a writer, become an author. Go out there and just get it down on paper. Just do it, write it down, and don't worry about all the little things. I'll tell you a little bit about a writing experience I had. You know, you had asked me earlier in our interview about being able to write and how I felt about it and how my education was. And here I am. I wrote this poem, The Great Wander, and thinking, oh, my God, I got something published. You know, that's it. I'm a writer now. And until you are able to write with other writers and see other people's work, and you think to yourself, oh, my gosh, I'm really not that good because everybody makes mistakes, and I make tons of mistakes when I write. As writing for so many, I wouldn't say so many years, but I've been writing say for 10 years or so, you learn so much, and you learn what the right and the wrong is. And I'm not afraid to say I still make mistakes. I'm not afraid to say that I still need help. I go to writing groups. I love my writing group. Just keep plugging, because people will say the things to you to knock you down a whole bunch of steps, and you just get right back up. Get back up and you write what you need to write, and you express how you feel. And the more you express and you get what you're feeling out on paper, the better you feel. And doing that pushed me through so many times of saying, I'm going to quit writing. This is not worth it. But I said, yes, it is worth it, because I published a book, two books. I published a novella and I published my poetry book. And the poetry book, you know, even though Time for Me is my baby, but my poetry book is something I wanted to do for a very long time. And I'm proud of my book. And it's a beautiful book. And it talks about so many different emotions, whether it be love, romance, hate, fun, to the point. You know, it talks about so many different things in each poem. And I'm glad I went to the next step on that ladder that I got knocked down a few times, because I want to thank all those people that knocked me down, because those people made me stronger to be able to continue my writing career.
Yes, it's, so, and it's who you are today.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I'm a beautiful person. And through writing, it just makes me stronger. And I'm hoping everybody out there, you're sitting there and you're listening and you're thinking, nope, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Go for it. Go for it. Try it. Just put some words on a piece of paper and just keep going. Every day, just
yes.
like 15 minutes, an hour, just get it down on paper.
And if you need an editor to help you, that's all good.
Sure.
Because even the famous poets back in early 1900s, they all worked with an editor.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
to
correct
it's
if
important.
They need anything to be. Yeah, if they need something to be corrected or the word or rephrase it to make it more powerful, it's all
100%. Good. Everybody has to help everybody, because that's what makes it. So
yes,
go out there and write.
The
yes, go out there and put your feelings down on paper and your thoughts, and be proud of what you write.
Yeah, and working together.
100%. That's what it's all about.
So, all right. I'll read one more. You read a couple, and then we can end it with that. So,
sure.
I thought maybe you'd like to hear this one. It's called Friends of Silence. I thought this might go. In spirituality, visualizing angels surrounding me with love, hugs of seniority, receiving blessings, overjoy experiences, doors of opportunities, emerging my gifts of talent, life of nature, drawn of new direction, memories, emblems, life lessons, sojourns, cheery eyes, heart of sadness, cries within in pain, emotion pouring in puddle of tears, the words disappear of silence, can't express. I'm going to. I know. Sorry, I have a big one. I know. I had. I have another one. You know, this is probably my first one, and I have another one that I read. You know. Here it is. That was my main one. That's why I didn't finish it. This one, here it is. I still kept it. You know, like sometimes you have a poem you start with and you have to rewrite it to make it sound better.
Sure, you got to rewrite it a whole bunch of times.
So this is, it's called, this one's called Friend of Silence, Child of Light. So I reword it, and this is what it sounds like. Sometimes, it takes people out there, sometimes if you reword some things, then actually can make it sound, it can make sound different, and it's, you know, it works.
Definitely.
Okay. In spirituality, visualizing angels surrounding me with love, hugs, serenity, receiving blessings, overjoy experiences, the doors of opportunities, opening my gifts and talents, gushing forth. Dawn of new direction, memory support, life's lessons, sojourns into awareness. Emotion pouring out, puddles of tears, words disappear into silence, can't express just yet. The core of my soul emerging, child of light, slowly adjusting to the brilliant light of day. Words floating, then seeking yet mute, the friend of silence in my own world, lost but not forever. Others try to express their empathy, a perfect phrase, offering some comfort message, piece of wisdom, taking them in experiences, a greater perceptive, formatting my own understanding. I am the mother, rocking her own inner child, hearing her cries, newfound joy of expression, searching for connecting in a confusion world, pin drop, listen carefully, language designing a new direction, fresh new beginnings for a friend of silence, tranquility within comments of thoughts, conscious review of suffering. So that was, you know, the other one, I didn't finish it reading it, but that was my first, you know, took of it. I had a lot more of it, but it still sounds, I think it sounded good.
It sounded really good. You should keep it. I love that you have tranquility and language in one poem, because language can be extremely calming. The choice of words that you pick, just like you mentioned before, you read your poem about rearranging words. It's all about wordplay. Move those words around until it sounds really beautiful to yourself.
Yeah.
So very nice. Very good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
you're welcome.
All right. So, okay.
One is called A Gifted Butterfly. Now, as through people writing poems and stories, you go through emotions, and sometimes you have a really hard time and you just need that time to sit back and do nothing. You stare at nature, you sit outside with a cup of coffee in the morning, or you know, at night or whatever, or you sit outside with a glass of wine at night, just to relax your body. So you're going to laugh, but a butterfly kind of really, you know, sitting out on my patio, and I love gardening, so tons of butterflies come around, and this one's called A Gifted Butterfly. I'm sitting outside, sipping on a glass of wine when a beautiful butterfly dances right in front of me. He flutters his stained glass windows with a hope to gain my attention, which he does so elegantly. My handsome companion plays hide and seek between the roses, lilies, and orchids. With a graceful landing, he sets himself upon a jasmine blossom and drinks the sweet nectar. Take your fill, little one. I watch you for some time, opening and closing your delicate laced wings. You want to take flight, but you are staying here just for me. I'm glad, because I need you now. Is it your colors, beauty, elegance, or your freedom to travel wherever you like that keeps my interest in you? My friend, you have a gift to relax a person's weary day, and that I thank you for. You once again stretch your vain wings, then take a leap from the soft white petal. You give me one last magnificent show before leaving to help another. And that's called A Gifted Butterfly. Another one of my favorites. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I have one more for you.
Yes.
And this one is called My Daughter. So I do have a daughter, and she's my pride and joy, and it's called My Daughter. How lucky can I be to be holding such a gift, your smile so precious and pure. Love fills my heart unconditionally. When you were 5, I treasured the jewelry of beads and colorful artwork, best of all, with the slimy critters, surprises, you placed in my hands. In your teens, you made my head swirl from different hair colors, piercings, tattoos, and fashion, colorful and chic. One thing is for sure, you're perfect. Now you're a beautiful young lady. Be proud of who you are. Great pride I have felt in watching you grow. I have so much love in my heart that you'll never know. You are everything a mother could ever ask for. One thing, my daughter, don't ever forget. Leave time as you go on for candy wrappers on the floor, movie nights, and ice cream sundae treats just because. The next few years will speed right by with lots of laughter and a few flowing tears. Just remember, my daughter, I will always be there for you anytime, anywhere. And that's called My Daughter.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So
thank you,
share with you, you know, as, you know, authors. I also, you know, talk about how you, you know, support and work with your children with the words
mm-hmm.
that they need.
Yes.
I also write mother and daughter poems.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Anything my daughter says, I support
a poetic phrase, I will write a poem to capture her emotions.
That's great.
And you see, so some of the words in this poem she said herself. So this is what I put together, and then I add poetic words to make a beautiful poem.
So perfect.
It's called Naming Ourselves. Mm-hmm. Athena, you have autism, a beautiful gift. You named it autism, she said. So I wonder how a label affects the way we think about disabilities and gifts. How much more will you say, my sweet daughter, if only you could? Mommy, there's Asperger's across the street. She knows, I thought. She made the connection. Across the street is where we hold our support groups. So I realized, again, it became obvious how little we know about autism. Hopefully one day, my precious Athena, others can learn from you. Perhaps God shines through you more brightly than the rest of us.
Wow. That is beautiful.
You like that?
That is, yes. Oh, my God, that's so touching.
And
I'm sending hugs to you for that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this one, it's raining, so that's what you're hearing now, the rain sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is nice. This is a mother and daughter poem. It's called I Love You So. You are autistic. You are diagnosed autism. I love you so. Be observing tranquility within nature. Listening to silence. Be still in moment. Be open-minded. Knowledge is hiding in my pockets. Open the doors. Welcome my inner self, my inner soul. Come in and learn with me the world of my wisdom. You visualize my gifts emerging through within my own design. I stand strong within my own power. It's a beautiful thing, the narrator of an artist.
Wow. That's really pretty, too.
Thank you. So that's...
yeah, beautiful poem.
And this one is... and you see... this one is called... I'll spell it because sometimes this, I have the right words. It's called OMNIPOTENT. Sometimes,
okay.
I want to tell, okay, this is Opington. So I want to tell you, I want to tell the teacher. Learning emotions within impromptu scenes. Flowers of gift bring ball of joy. Tranquility of water, swirling green ball, extremely powerful. The wisdom within optimism stand in who I am. I'm proud. Be Athena. Touches the heart of soul. Learning to express herself with words and images creates amazing poetry. Be observing, connecting the sacred heart. And that's,
beautiful.
through the class that we wrote about that one, and I thought that was, this is, all different things you're working with, the language, how it is not having the words or not having the language, and
sure.
Sometimes when it comes, you work with it.
You have to work with it. Yeah, definitely. When it comes, that's why it's so important to just, get it down and, a feeling can come and a feeling can go. And when you lose that feeling, sometimes you can't remember what you were feeling. So it's very important
that's why
write it down.
Definitely. So that's that's something to look for because I'm going to be, doing a mother and daughter book, so putting it together.
I think that's very special. And your daughter's name is Athena?
Yes.
Yes, very pretty name.
Thank you. It's a lot of meaning to it. You know, it's the wisdom of Athena. I mean, it's the wisdom of arts, the wisdom of education, beautiful, pure, and innocent. So it's a very, it has a lot.
No, sounds like a poetry name.
Because, in Greek, they pronounce it Athena. Athena, but if you put the accent over the N, it's called sometimes it's hard to say sometimes, it's the pronounce when you put the strong emphasis on it. So if you put, that's how, the Greek writing is, the certain letters have a certain accent to make it stronger, that word.
Yes.
And, somebody told me a story that they found a, you know what, like people discover things?
Yes.
Well. Yeah, they came. They found a workers in Athens found an ancient head of the Greek gods, Agrmes.
Oh wow!
Oh wow! Yeah, so they just discovered that something. You know how like we have like signs, the street signs. Somebody explained to me that could be like the where they used to use as like directions, like the street signs where to go. They use these different.
Something different. That's pretty interesting. See, there's always something to learn. I didn't know that, so thank you for teaching me that.
I didn't know that either. I thought it was unique. That's back in those times, how they could find something after all these years is definitely very amazing, right? Powerful.
Yes, it is so amazing. That's why we have history. Yeah. History could be very interesting.
Yes, that's the history of arts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's why arts is very important to, important. So let's end it. Anything you'd like to say?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I had a great time. And everybody out there, I'd love to hear from you. So please email me and we could chat through an email conversation. And don't forget, just write down a feeling, write down a thought, enjoy the writing process because it helped me through a lot of things. It helped me deal with a few things in my life, and it helped me look at different aspects better. It clarified a lot for me. And plus, I enjoy it. It's a hobby of mine. I could write all day.
Yes, and also you can learn new words.
Oh, definitely. I teach myself one new word a week. I did do it. One new word a day, but then I forgot them. So one a week, and I try and use them. I'm always teaching myself, so you have to do that. And some of them, it's like, wait, is that a word? but I try to use the word in a sentence every day for the week just to teach myself. I don't ever want to stop learning, so... just to put it out there. Just do what you want. What makes you happy?
Definitely.
So thank you so much for having me. I had a ball.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on and sharing. And
you're so welcome.
We do. You come on sometimes and read poems. We have another poet sometimes comes on, and we've been doing meditation.
I would love to.
That's it. All right. So I'll let you know.
Yep. We will definitely talk. And once again, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too. Okay, bye. So. Energetic energy. My emotions pouring within my intuitive self, observant, observation, absorbing energy, receiving messages of writing dialogue, reverberating in the corner of my mind, the world of energetic energy. My emotions pouring within my intuitive self, observant, observation, absorbent energy, receiving messages of written dialogue, reverberating in the corner of my mind, the world owns striving deeper connection, drawn me in the world of truth beyond my wisdom. This is the I'm going to end with my story. It's called The Story of a Poet, the theme, the will. I was surrounded by hundreds of people, but still felt alone, sensed a disconnect with the outside world. Being diagnosed before the age of 6 and going to school with a learning disability was grueling. I was on a sensory overload with no solace. I struggled with reading, writing, spelling, and math with no help from the educators. In elementary school, having to write book reports presented challenges because of trouble retaining information from the book that I read. I grew accustomed to the negative words being hurled my way, staying on the sideline, only observing to avoid any more criticism. Poetry gave me the will to carry on, spilling my soul into every word with every hardship. It's only made me more inspired to write. I got involved in a writer's workshop where the head of the workshop told me how gifted I was. Finally finding a place I belong. With the help of a mentor, I improved my writing techniques. Eventually become an award winner for 16 years. It was a great to be recognized. I am now also in the process of having my own book published. The solace that having a disability does not mean you're not capable of fulfilling your dreams. I can now say I'm proud of my differences and embrace them. And yes, and that book, my own book was published. It's called The Unexpected Friend. Is in the author shelf in the book review that's in Huntington. Also, you know, and yes, and so this, and this, the story of a poet is also a award winner. So